Greetings and welcome to this Power for Positive Living podcast. My name is James Huey and I am your host for this podcast series, offering openness and caring through the gifts of listening hospitality. I invite you to join me as we explore diverse topics for enriching the quality of your life. Power for positive living and friendship. While our friendships are a base and critical part of our mental health support system, their structure and operation can seem to be complex. We each have found our own personal path to selecting friends and offering ourselves to be selected as a friend by others. Wellness psychology encourages us to be active in understanding these various choices that you and I make. While many choose to separate them, I believe that it is very difficult to be a friend to others until you and I have built a friendship with ourselves. This is usually an introspective process and allows us the freedom to make changes in our relationships as the days pass. When we have healthy friendships, we tend to have positive mental health. Unhealthy friendship systems tend to lead to unhealthy mental health support systems and frequently into poor life choices. The behavior and feelings that you and I experience are a result of decisions that we make as well as those that we decline to make. I believe in remembering that not making a decision is actually deciding. Not deciding is a decision. The more knowledge about friendships we learn, the healthier we tend to be. When we seek to alter our feelings, thoughts, and behaviors, we often seek input from our friends. I emphasize awareness of our friendship system to encourage us to accept the accompanying personal responsibility for the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that you and I choose to have. Our friendships are usually not a drop out of the heavens process. Friendships tend to be a result of the choices that you and I make. We can choose to be proactive in this process, or we can choose to be only reactive. We can choose to wait and be chosen. We can also choose to be a victim of the processes. The choices you and I make are ours. An analogy that I frequently find useful is to refer to a friend's store. A useful mental visual can be comparing this friend's store to a bookstore. When I enter a bookstore, it can be to choose a specific book or to see what books are on the shelves. Comparing this to a friend's store, I can be just looking, or perhaps my friendship circle recently lost a member and I would like to find a replacement. The point is that we can be looking to find a new friend, or someone may come across our path while we are focusing on something else, like passing time. Some people think that all there is to a friendship is whether you like or dislike the person. While I agree that it is difficult to develop a friendship with someone you dislike, I have found that liking someone does not guarantee that we shall build a friendship. There is a significant difference between being friendly with someone and having a friendship with him or her. To me, the first of being friendly is more a behavior of manners, while the second area of friendship has a strong emotional connection. Like a bookstore, I tend to look for friends in familiar places. When I go into a bookstore, there are certain types of books that I enjoy, and I usually find what I am seeking in those familiar sections. I look for books in sections like historical, personal growth, travel, westerns. The same seems to be true for my friendships. Like books, I tend to find potential friendships in similar places to where I have been successful before. My personal friend print has given me lots of information on the source of my current friendships. Like books, there are many factors that go into selecting a friendship. Sometimes the price of a relationship with someone can be just like a book, too high. Someone may make himself or herself available for a friendship, and the price tag may be acceptance of heavy drama in their lives. Usually I find that this is too much of a price for me to accept. There generally is a price to be paid of some type or some degree in communicating or connecting with another human being. Whenever I visit a bookstore, I always leave many informative and enjoyable books on the shelves. Within the hundreds of people that I may meet each year, I am able to include and handle only a few into my friendship circle for a wide variety of reasons. When a friendship is not built and usually remains as a friendly interaction, I remind myself that this is not a judgment of that person's worth. The specific friendship just does not fit me at this time, and it may be for a wide variety of reasons. Of course, one difference between people and books is that the latter are not likely to experience feelings of neglect or rejection like a person may do. I want to always be aware that my choices for myself may have effects on other people around me. I want to remember that I am not an island. While I talk about me doing the selecting of friends, the reverse process of being selected is usually taking place at the same time. Other people are evaluating me in some manner as to whether they want to make room in their friendship circle for me. I want to always remember that when another declines me for a potential friendship, it does not affect my worth as an individual. It does not affect my worth as a human being. They decline me for many of the same reasons that I do them. People choose to accept membership in friendship circles for a number of reasons. Some people may build their friendship circles to have only one or two close friends, and everyone else has more distance between them. Some people may have room for anyone they meet. Some people can go into having friendship circles of dozens or even hundreds of people. Some individuals may even believe that all of their Facebook friends are really friends, friends of some type and degree. Seeing myself visiting a friend's store can help me better visualize the process of selecting friends and how another may select me as a friend. This selection process is usually the first step in two individuals establishing their personal friendship contract. For now, I want to emphasize that this is a personal choice. We generally have no choice on the most impactful part of our mental health support system, which is our family. Our friends tend to be the family that we as individuals choose for ourselves, and these friends have very significant impact on how we choose to live our lives. There is a saying that can be informative: show me a man's friends and the man I shall know. We sometimes choose friends on how we want others to see us. Our biological family can often convey information on us in a number of ways. I have often said that if you want to know me, meet my friends. Wellness psychology sees this selecting in a three-step process. We start with the acceptance of ourselves as the unique person that we are. We then proceed to some degree of self-disclosure with our friends. Once we have self-acceptance and have disclosed ourselves in some degree to another, we are then ready for the third step, and that is the acceptance for others and by others, and acceptance as a friend. We use these three steps to establish our invitation to others for a friendship contract. While we have used the analogy of a friend's store, there are others that may be helpful in understanding our friendships. One that I like is seeing you and I wearing a form of billboard when we interact with each other. This is sort of like the old sandwich boards that persons once wore to advertise a product or service. I personally believe that you and I are writing in a number of ways on our personal billboard. We do this in order to let others know about us. We are also reading what others wish to disclose about themselves as they write on their billboard. During the friend selection process, We each tend to sell ourselves as someone worth knowing in a friendly manner or in a stronger or deeper level of friendship. I see this selling process as an informative and healthy way to consider potential friendships. There are many questions for you to ponder as you visit a friend's store. Examples might be, how do you sell yourself to others? Do you truly believe that you are worth knowing and having as a friend? Is a counterfeit friendship sufficient for you? How important is honesty? How and to what degree do you want to give and receive love and caring within your friendships? There is one thought that I have found useful whether I am seeking a friend and or being considered as a friend by another. It goes as follows. No matter what I do today, some people will like me and some people will not. I might as well be me and know that the people who like me really like me. This sounds like a positive guideline for friendship building. However, inherent in this thought is a personal question of whether you wish to show the real you during your initial interactions with other people. Perhaps this is a time when we can utilize the value of degrees in disclosing ourselves rather than the binary choice of either disclosing or not disclosing ourselves. John Powell's question in his book, Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am?, encourages one to remember that when we are really real with others, they may choose not to like what they see. After I have been real, what do I have to offer? If I cannot offer reality, it can often be too late to build a functioning facade. Do I wish for others to like my facade that has been constructed to provide safety and comfort for me? Another analogy might be, do I want others to know what I wear for the world to see, or the reality of what lies underneath my facade? Yes, it can be comforting to verbalize that we are being real in our friendships and we want the same for others. Maturity encourages us to learn from our life experiences and consider being careful and moderate with degrees for what we wish. For those frequent listeners, you know that this podcast has a heavy emphasis on the value of studying and understanding our friendship choices. You are invited to learn what might fit you and leave the remainder. My hope is that you will find something of value to consider in our various programs that you can incorporate into your own life journey. This is your friend and host, James Huey. Thanks for listening to me on this podcast as I share viewpoints from my own experiences with wellness psychology. These are my gift to you, my listeners. Your positive feedback sent via email is always appreciated. That email address is powerforpositiveliving@gmail.com. Please join me each week as we continue to explore diverse topics to enrich the quality of your life. As your friend and host here on Friendship Podcast Radio, I always encourage you to value and to nurture yourself as the unique individual that I believe you are. Until next we meet, I remain committed to power for positive living and friendship. Good day.